Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young adults and young at heart, the town of East Greenwich, along with the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce and Classical 95.9 FM WCRI, welcome you to this Yuletide celebration to help kick off the holiday season. This soundtrack for the holiday car parade and tree lighting will also feature greetings from town officials, wonderful holiday music, and even Santa himself will make an appearance with a reading of a heartwarming story and a traditional poem. This promises to be a fun experience for all, so let's get started with the magic.
East Greenwich. This is Mark Schwager, president of the East Greenwich Town Council. This year's holiday season has brought new joys to our community, but also new challenges. We are so fortunate to live in a town that has such a strong sense of community and a tremendous spirit of resilience. Our parade may look a little different this year, but thanks to all of you, we continue our holiday tradition of welcoming Santa Claus to East Greenwich Town Hall to begin this year's celebrations. On behalf of the Town Council and all the staff of your East Greenwich Town Government, I bring you tidings of comfort and joy and send you all the very best wishes for this holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone, and thank you, Mark Schwager of the East Greenwich Town Council. This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our chamber members and staff, we are proud to be working with the Town of East Greenwich and WCRI Classical 95.9 to help celebrate the holiday season with a wonderful parade and town tree lighting. We wish to thank everyone for being good citizens, wearing masks, and keeping socially distant as we celebrate the holidays. And what would the holiday season be without Santa Claus? So here is the man and the legend himself, the one and only Santa Claus.
Hi, kids. I'm awfully sorry we can't be together this year to take pictures up Town Hall, but we've got a great parade for you. And I'm up in the front of the parade in my favorite fire truck, and I'm going to go to Town Hall. I'm going to make sure that Christmas tree is lit, so when you go by, you wave at me, and I'll wave at you. Now, I've got a story for you called The Light of Christmas by Richard Paul Evans. It's one of my favorite stories. High in the mountains where the clouds lie on the ground like great cotton balls is the Christmas town of Noel. Noel is surrounded by tall white city walls that sparkle in the sun and city gates of pure silver striped red like candy canes. In the center of the town is a square where a tall Christmas tree is decorated all year long. But even more important than the tree is the great brass Christmas torch next to it. For it is here on Christmas Eve that the keeper of the flame comes to light the torch, bringing the brightness and warmth of Christmas to the entire world. In the hills outside the town of Noel lived a small boy named Alexander. Every Christmas Eve, Alexander and his mother walked many miles to the town square to see the lighting of the flame. But the last few years, it had been too difficult for his mother to make the long walk, and Alexander had to go alone. Only a week before Christmas, Alexander ran into their small cottage. "Have you heard, Mother? This year, the keeper of the flame will choose someone new to light the torch." "Who will he choose?" "Whoever gives the truest gift of Christmas." Then Alexander frowned. "I wish that I had something special to give," he said. "I would like to light the Christmas torch." His mother put her arms around her son. "You're such a good boy. I could not be more proud of you if you were the keeper of the flame himself." Early in the morning of Christmas Eve, Alexander prepared for his trip to the town square. His mother put a loaf of bread, a chunk of cheese, and a jar of hot cider in his pack. Then she bundled him up in an extra cloak as it was snowing outside. "Remember, Alexander, after the lighting of the flame, it will be late. You must spend the night at the town church. I will expect you back tomorrow afternoon." Alexander kissed his mom goodbye, then started on the long walk to Noel. After walking most of the day, Alexander could hear the bells of Noel ringing in the distance, calling the people to the square. Soon they would shut the city's great gate, and no one would be allowed inside during the lighting of the flame. Alexander walked faster. As he neared the city gate, he noticed a small bundle of cloth in the snow. "Someone has dropped their cloak," Alexander said. Then he saw that it was not just a cloak, but an old man. Alexander knelt next to the man. He took off his gloves and rubbed the man's face with his warm hands. The man's eyes slowly opened. Alexander took the hot cider from his bag. "Here," Alexander said, "drink this. It will warm you." The man looked at Alexander. "Who are you? An angel?"
"I am Alexander."
Then the man smiled. "Thank you, Alexander. I'm too small to lift you." "I will get help in the city," Alexander said. He put his cloak around the old man. Alexander ran through the city gates to find someone to help him, but no one would leave the square. "The gates will soon close," they all said. "We would miss the lighting." Then the large gates did begin to close. Alexander looked at the beautiful tall Christmas tree and the great torch in the square, then back at the gate. With all his heart, he wanted to see them light the torch. But he could not leave the old man alone in the snow. He slipped out of the gate just as it closed behind him. But when he returned to where the old man had been, only Alexander's cloak lay in the snow. The old man was gone. Alexander picked up his cloak, then looked back at the gates. They were locked, only to be opened when the lighting was done. Already it was getting dark, and it was too late to go home. He sat down next to the gate to wait, wiping back his tears. Then Alexander heard a creak, and to his surprise, the gate opened a crack. Alexander jumped to his feet and quickly ran inside. The town square was crowded with excited people. Alexander climbed up to a small window ledge where he could see. Suddenly, from a building at the far side of the square, a large door opened, and a man dressed in a beautiful cloak lined with golden threads and precious jewels walked from the building. A deep hush fell over the crowd. The keeper of the flame had arrived. In one hand, he held a wreath, the symbol of Christmas. In the other was a small flaming torch with which the great torch would be lit. "Let the offering begin," said the keeper. The people of Noel lined up to give their gifts. As they laid their gifts beneath the tree, they loudly announced what they had brought.
"I am Julio the minstrel," cried one. "My gift is a Christmas song which will gladden the hearts of many." He played his song, then laid his pearwood lute beneath the tree.
"I am Marco the writer," cried another. "I have written a great Christmas story which will be shared for many years to come." And he laid a book bound in red and gold leather beneath the tree. Then the richest man in the city.
"I am Maurizio the jeweler. I have made a golden ornament for the tree." Well, the crowd clapped when they saw the ornament. It was of pure gold with red and green jewels, the colors of Christmas. Surely this was the best offering of the evening. After all the people had laid down their gifts, the keeper looked out into the crowd. "Are there any more offerings?" No one spoke. Alexander looked down, sad that he had nothing to give.
"Well then, I shall choose the truest gift," the keeper said. He looked at those who stood near the tree. "You have given much," he said, "but only one of you has given well."
Then the keeper looked out into the crowd. "Come, Alexander." Alexander looked around to see whom the keeper spoke to. He had no gift. Surely there was another named Alexander. But the keeper looked right at him and smiled.
"Come, my boy."
As Alexander neared the square, he recognized the keeper. He was the old man in the snow. The keeper put his hands on Alexander's shoulders and looked at the others.
"You all passed me by tonight, lying in the snow outside the city gate.
Only this boy stopped to help me. In your hurry to keep Christmas, you have forgotten Christmas. The truest gift is the gift of self. The flame of Christmas must first burn from within. Then he handed the small torch to Alexander. Light our Christmas, dear boy. Light our Christmas. Alexander touched the fire to the great brass torch, and it burst into brilliant flame. And it was said ever after that never before had the flame burned so bright or so true. You see, the others had beautiful gifts to give, but Alexander's was a gift of himself, a gift from his heart. I love this story, kids. Now, you know where I'm going to be. I'll see you passing by in just a couple of minutes.
Now we'll hear a special performance from the St. Luke's Children's Choir.
Sing Noel, sing Noel, sing Noel. Hi, kids, it's Santa again, and I have a poem I want to read to all the kids, moms and dads, too. I'm sure you've all heard it. It's called A Visit from St. Nicholas. Some people call it The Night Before Christmas. It was written by a professor in New York City 200 years ago in 1820. He recounted to his children the night that he stayed up to see me. You know the story. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas, that'd be me, soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the hurricane wild fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. See you at the town Christmas tree, kids."
Thank you for joining us for the special Yuletide celebration from the town of East Greenwich, along with the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce and Classical 95.9 FM WCRI. We wish you all the best this holiday season and a happy and healthy new year.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.